In today's passage from Matthew's Gospel, we hear Jesus proclaim, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me," unquote. Hello again. Folks, as we prepare to open the baseball season, one of the lead stories is the shocking account of betrayal. Some of you may be familiar with Shohei Ohtani, who was recently acquired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Many fans compare Ohtani to be like Babe Ruth for his abilities as a home run hitter and as an outstanding pitcher. As a result, Ohtani has generated an intense following of fans across the globe. So it was not surprising that the Dodgers lured him away from their crosstown rivals, the Los Angeles Angels, by offering him a contract worth $700 million over 10 years. Last week in South Korea, as the Dodgers opened their season against the San Diego Padres, news reports involving Ohtani's English language translator, Epaye Musaraha, shot around the baseball world. Evidently, Musaraha wired a large amount of money from Ohtani's account to a bookmaker to pay off his gambling debts. This past Monday, Ohtani, speaking through another translator, related his sense of betrayal, stating Musaraha, quote, has been stealing money from us and has told lies. Ohtani furthermore declared on a personal note, I'm very sad and shocked that someone who have I trusted has done this, unquote. While it may not happen often, this sense of betrayal is one of the more difficult feelings in human relationships. As Ohtani applied, his trust of his translator and seemingly friend had been broken. So as we hear in today's gospel, Judas' betrayal for 30 pieces of silver, and by doing so broke Jesus' trust, we wonder what was on Judas' mind. Judas's tale certainly has echoed down through the ages, serving as a powerful reminder of the complexities of human nature and the depths of temptation. Psychologists find the most common forms of betrayal are harmful disclosures of confidential information, disloyalty, infidelity, dishonesty. Betrayals can be traumatic and cause considerable distress. The effects of betrayal include shock, loss, and grief, morbid preoccupation, damaged self-esteem, self-doubting, and anger. In the case of Judas, he was entrusted with the responsibility of managing the disciples' finances, a role that perhaps ignited his love for money and material wealth. When confronted with the opportunity to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, Judas' desire for personal gain overshadowed his devotion to his master. But Judas's story is not solely one of betrayal, but also of remorse and repentance. After realizing the gravity of his actions, Judas returned the blood money and confessed his sin before the chief priests and elders. However, consumed by guilt and shame, Judas tragically took his own life by hanging himself. But even in his darkest hour, there seems to be a glimmer of hope, a reminder that redemption is possible for all who seek it. For even as Judas fell, Peter, another disciple who denied Jesus three times, found forgiveness and redemption through his unwavering faith and repentance in his trust of Jesus. It is easy to compare Judas's betrayal with Peter's denial. We might say that Peter's denial three times was also a form of betrayal. And as the gospel recounts, when Peter realized his denial, he went away and wept bitterly. One of the best depictions of Peter's remorse is a scene taken from the classic movie Jesus of Nazareth, directed in 1977 by Franco Zeffirelli. I've often used this scene in retreats. A link to the scene may be found next to today's homily. Folks, now allow me to set up the scene. The apostles are there, huddled in the upper room of the cenacle after Jesus had died and been buried. They were seemingly lost souls, bereft with grief and remorse. When Mary Magdalene enters and reports that she has seen the risen Jesus, they do not believe her testimony. And so as the scene opens, Mary leaves the upper room in a huff. Then we watch the apostles wonder among themselves, whether or not to believe Mary's story of seeing Jesus alive. One of the apostles, presumably Thomas, asks and indeed challenges each of them as to whether or not they believe Mary. Only Peter confesses his belief in Mary. When Thomas presses him, why? Because you denied him. Peter declares that he believes because despite denying Jesus three times, he knows that Jesus is alive because he experiences Jesus' forgiveness. And as the scene ends, Peter looks directly into the camera as if to say to each one of us, while each of us has in our own way denied Christ, we are also forgiven. Admittedly, I cannot do justice to this scene, but I hope that you get the point. Peter's denial makes possible his belief in Jesus' resurrection. Sadly, Judas was so ashamed that he could not believe he could be forgiven. The contrast between the betrayal of Judas and the denials of Peter offer us something to ponder about in our own lives and relationships. When have we betrayed someone? When have we forgiven or been forgiven? And when has the resurrection of Jesus penetrated our hearts because we know, like Peter, we have been forgiven? Friends, as we prepare to begin to journey with Jesus in this holiest of weeks, may we sense our need to seek forgiveness and to forgive. For in doing so, we will, like Peter, experience the freedom and joy of Jesus' resurrection. May you have a blessed Holy Week and a joyful Easter.